Have you ever stopped to realize that the complex, messy objects all around you are really just simple geometric shapes mashed together?
It's true, yeah.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring an instructional chapter from an Ensert mathematics textbook, specifically covering surface areas and volumes. Our mission today is to extract the surprising real-world logic behind how we measure these combined shapes and give you those aha moments without getting bogged down in complex equations.
Because if you look around, I mean, almost nothing we interact with is a perfect isolated cube or a single sphere.
Right, the real world doesn't really work like that.
Exactly. Think about a massive oil truck cruising down the highway. It looks like this highly specialized complex container. But geometrically, it's just a basic cylinder with two hemispheres slapped onto the ends.
Or even something like a laboratory test tube.
Oh, perfect example. A test tube is essentially a cylinder merged seamlessly with a single hemisphere at the bottom.
So when we have these mashups, measuring them must get pretty complicated. I'd naturally assume that to find the total surface area of a combined object, you just calculate the surface area of each individual piece and add them together. Is that not how it works?
That is the logical assumption, but it's actually a highly counterintuitive rule in geometry. The total surface area of a combined solid is not the simple sum of its parts.
Wait, really? Why not?
Because when you join two shapes together, the faces where they connect completely disappear inside the new object.
Ah, I see. Because those surfaces are touching, they're just no longer on the outside.
Exactly. Take the example from the source about painting a wooden playing top, a lattice.
Right, which is basically a cone resting directly on a hemisphere.
Right. So to figure out how much paint you need for that top, you only calculate the curved surface areas of the cone and the hemisphere. You have to completely ignore the flat circular bases where the two shapes actually meet.
Because they're completely hidden inside.
You got it.
But what happens when the shapes don't line up perfectly? Like the wooden toy rocket scenario from the text, where a cone sits on top of a narrower cylinder. The cone's base is wider.
In that situation, you can't just ignore the entire bottom of the cone. Because it overhangs the cylinder, there's a small, exposed ring of wood facing downward.
Oh, so to paint the rocket perfectly, you have to calculate the surface area of that specific little ring.
Exactly. It forces you to visualize what is actually exposed to the air.
Surface area is clearly all about what's exposed. Does volume play by those same tricky rules, or is the space inside an object easier to figure out?
Volume is beautifully straightforward. Unlike surface area, the volumes of combined shapes do simply add up or subtract.
Okay, so a bit more intuitive.
Much more. Imagine standing inside a massive boxy warehouse, the kind with a flat bottom and a curved half-cylinder roof, like Shantai's industrial shed from the book.
To figure out how much breathable air is inside that building, we just calculate the volume of the main boxy area and add the volume of the curved roof.
Yep. Then, to be incredibly precise, you just subtract the physical space taken up by the workers and their machinery on the floor. It's simple arithmetic. But, and this is key, that same simple math can also be used to trick you.
This brings us to the deceptive juice vendor. Explain how they are ripping people off.
Picture a standard, tall, cylindrical glass full of juice. To the naked eye, the glass looks completely normal, holding a generous amount of liquid.
Sure.
But secretly, the vendor is using a glass with a raised hemispherical bottom that pushes up into the drink.
So the glass looks like it holds nearly 200 cubic centimeters. But once you subtract the volume of that hidden hemisphere at the bottom, you're actually losing almost 20% of your juice.
The math is simple, but the visual illusion is incredibly effective. You'll probably never look at everyday objects the same way again after realizing this.
Definitely not. Whether you are buying a glass of juice from a street vendor, looking at the shape of a medicine capsule, or trying to pack a shipping container, you now understand the hidden math governing exactly how much surface they have and how much space they actually take up.
It's all just basic shapes in disguise.
It makes you hyper-aware of your surroundings. But it also leaves you with a fascinating question to mull over. The source material beautifully breaks down the geometry of solid, static combinations.
Right, objects that sit still.
Exactly. But it leaves you wondering, how do mathematicians calculate the surface area and volume of objects that are constantly shifting and combining in real time? Think about a merging cluster of soap bubbles or a growing rain cloud. How do you measure a shape that never stays still?